Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim inna allaha yudafi'u anil ladhina amanu sadaqallahul azim. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon his most beloved Nabi, our leader is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings he has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah ta'ala to give us the opportunity to consciously acknowledge all the blessings and to enable us then to render shukr for these blessings, appreciate them, and to use them in the correct manner, not in his disobedience, but in the manner that Allah Ta'ala would love us, and how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala would be pleased with us to use these blessings. Respected friends and brothers, as we watch the events that are unfolding in this world, internationally, nationally, locally, wherever it might be, we are definitely concerned, because all these events are occurring at such a fast pace, and they definitely have a direct and an indirect impact upon us as inhabitants of the world. Doesn't matter what the religion is. And they have an impact upon us as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has an impact upon us, depending on the nature of whatever is occurring, as citizens of the country. And my respected friends and brothers, every person living on the face of the earth, be he a believer or a non-believer, be he a Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Jew, whatever it is, wherever he is living, he would like to live in an environment and in a society and in a community that is living peacefully, with stability and with harmony. So that is what we all desire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in his wisdom, always made it such that there were people who took care, as what we call leaders and rulers, who took care of the affairs of their community, so that the community then can enjoy stability, harmony and peace. So that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There have always been different people, you know, who see to the different needs. You find the farmers, they took part, they took care, for example, of the agriculture. We find the business people who are taking care of the daily needs of the people. So in the same way, we find Allah put leaders whose job was to ensure that the affairs of any community and nation runs smoothly. So this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if the rulers and the leaders are conducting the affairs of running the matters of their subjects in a proper, in a correct, in a just manner. Now alhamdulillah, we are aware that we living in South Africa have been through some real windy, junctures, as you want to call it. Some real narrow paths, as you want to call it. And at some places we were always, you know, on tenterhooks that what is going to happen next. So from before the 1994 and after that also a lot of events happened. Now this coming weekend, my respected friends and brothers, we are aware that there is going to be the elective conference that will be taking place. And looking and reading at the information that's coming and the events that are surrounding this, it creates a great amount of fear and concern in our hearts and in our minds, that the correct decisions must be taken by those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put there as our leaders and as our rulers. They have been there, they have been elected, it's been the system, and there have been systems of government all along since mankind has been on the face of the earth, who took care of, like we mentioned, issues of the community. It's a great concern regarding what is going to be discussed, what is the outcome. We hope it's a positive outcome that is in the best welfare and well-being of not only the Muslimin, but the people, the citizenry as such, my respected friends and brothers. So, one is that Allah Ta'ala keeps and puts the rulers there. And history has shown us how rulers come and how they change and whatever it might be. The second thing is we find that sometimes conditions in a community become very, very bad. They deteriorate and degenerate to a state of utter confusion and instability and chaos and bloodshed and poverty and whatever else you want to call it. Allah protect us, what we every time fear, and we don't want to see it as we see it happening. So Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, for example, one ayat, he says that daraballahu mathalan qaryatan kanat amina. Allah Ta'ala gives the example of a particular city. They were living in total peace, mutma'inna, totally satisfied and contented. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Their sustenance used to come to them abundantly, everywhere, مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Alhamdulillah, that's what we all want. We want to be living peacefully, in security, with total peace and contentment. And the most important thing, our rozi is taken care of abundantly, alhamdulillah. Then Allah says, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. These people, they showed ungratefulness, ingratitude, nashukri, of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That's why in the introduction I emphasized on certain words when I was talking about showing shukr to Allah Ta'ala and making shukr. I said, consciously acknowledge and appreciate and know that we have got blessings of Allah, we're supposed to use them correctly. There's a reason for that. So, we go back to the ayat of the Quran. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. This nation, this city, what they did? They showed nashukri to the blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This one. There's another ayat of the Quran also where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Saba. Saba, they were living in Yemen. At the moment, you know, Yemen is such a messed up place in terms of stability and peace and whatever it is, what's going on there. But there was a place, and we see it now and then in the news wherever it comes up, Ma'arib. There was a huge dam there. And this dam obviously was irrigating the lands of the people of Saba, and they were living it up. Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. They were in a city or an area that was pleasant. In other words, in every way, all what anybody could wish for was being given to these people here. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about, they made kufr. What kind of kufr? They turned away from the orders and the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They broke the orders. They showed ungratefulness. They started doing all the wrong things which people do when they become too involved and indulgent in the lots of luxuries and comforts that they are enjoying, in whichever way it might be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, they made kufr. And what was it? وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. Allah ta'ala caused their entire place to be destroyed, to be totally wiped out. Why? Allah says, we gave them the return, bima kafaru. Kafaru here, it doesn't mean kafir. It means in a specific way, ungratefulness. Opposite of shukr is referred as kufr. Kufran in ni'mat. So they show disrespect and disregard and ungratefulness to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we give the reward or the return of kufr with nothing but this kind of treatment. وَهَلْ نُجَازِ إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. That we destroy and we take away everything from them. Allah Ta'ala speaks about them. This is not some ancient story. This is in Yemen. This place is Ma'arib. There was a huge dam there. We're not going to the whole history of it. But if we just have to, Allah says, وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. These are things we always fear. Allah says, we disperse them wholly and totally. In other words, everything was taken away. Their lands and everything was destroyed. Their homes obviously was destroyed. And as a community, they were dispersed. You know, if you look at the history of Arabia before the advent of Islam, you will find lots of tribes had come towards Mecca in the area which is known as Hijaz. Many of them came from where? From this place, Yemen. And they refer to it as that tribe that came before, some came before, they knew this disaster is going to come. And some came after the disaster of the dam. So many were killed, many were destroyed, many were just left there, and many became what we will call refugees in this day and age. Others went to different parts of the world. So Allah says, we disperse them wholly and totally. Allah protect every person from such a predicament. So these are two ayats of the Quran, my respected friends and brothers, that we have cited, and we are focusing on the word wastefulness, nashukri, ungratefulness, extravagance. Look at our functions. Look at the way we go out of our way to impress people, to have such, you know, designer functions and designer venues and designer speakers. One person had a function here in Joburg. So, they said, they're calling, I won't mention the name, he's a close friend of mine. We also love him, you also love him. We're calling him from the nearby country. So I say, is he related to the marriage parties either way? They say, no, he's not related. But he is branded and designer. He is an international renowned speaker. He got no connection with anybody. But because everything is designer, the speaker also is going to be a designer speaker, branded speaker, right? Alhamdulillah, it's good to have ulama who are branded and designer ulama. So he came there. So we want to have all this. But look at the amount of wastage and extravagance that goes in any function that we are carrying out. Allah Ta'ala save us. So that is part of what we call showing ungratefulness to the blessings and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any case, my respected friends and brothers, coming to these two words that the Quran has made mention of, and in our relevant situation, what are the ni'mats of Allah? The ni'mats of Allah cannot be counted. Allah Ta'ala says, you cannot enumerate the blessings. But the greatest blessing of Allah is this, that Allah Ta'ala sends down divine laws on people. In other words, the way they lead their life, the way they rule, is not by their own designs and their own intellect that we must rule like this and must have so many president and prime minister or whatever system of government it must be. No. They are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest blessing of Allah. Divine laws. So if divine laws come to people and they disregard it, then that is showing ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as believers, alhamdulillah, we say we got the Sharia, for example. We got the Quran. We got the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We got the golden examples of the golden era of Islam in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the rightly guided Khalifas, the Umayyad period, the Abbasid period when Islam was at its height. Alhamdulillah, they were ruling in accordance to divine laws. Up to a point, obviously. Then, my respected friends and brothers, so if we show disregard for that, then that is now making kufr and gratefulness to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we speak of Sharia, obviously we'll say, but we are believers, it applies to us. Even when it comes to non-Muslims, they are also bound by certain divine laws and values and whatever we want to call it. And when they also leave whatever is supposed to have been correct, then we will find that the wrath and the heat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes on them also. So it's not that the Sharia is only for us and not for them. No. Certain laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are universal between us and over them. It is supposed to be carried out. They also cannot have oppression and tyranny, and they are also not allowed to have corruption and bribery, and they are also not allowed to have, you know, all this other illegal and illicit actions, whether it is gambling, whether it is interest, whether it is whatever it might be. All these things, even in their religions, are taboo, they are haram, they are not supposed to carry it out. So whether it's the divine law in the Sharia, or whether it's divine universal law on anybody else, if that is disregarded, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you are going to find anarchy coming on the face of the earth. زَارَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. What does that mean? That anarchy has spread on the land and on the sea on account of the actions of men, because of their disregard for the orders of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says the people of Saba fa'aradu, they turned away from the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the one thing, my respected friends and brothers, to ensure that all the divine laws and all the laws of righteousness and uprightness and correctiveness, and which are normal human laws, whether they are in the Sharia or not in the Sharia, are supposed to be upheld. Another thing, another blessing and the ni'mat of Allah is this, that of unity, that people remain united. And when we speak of unity, it means people are, you know, tolerant of the various things that are happening around them, not to the expense of breaking the Sharia, obviously, but they have respect. Nobody thinks alike, so everyone's not going to think like one and say, we are all united, all must think like how that person thinks. No. They have got respect for life and property and honor of everybody else, and they work for the greater good of community and society. People have got their own opinions. People have got their own ideas of looking at things. But when it comes to jama'ah, when it comes to the community, then people must leave aside their egos, their greed, their own agendas. They must work together. But if they don't do that, they're going to become disunited. And when a person becomes disunited, Allah says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't break up. Don't become disunited. So that is why we say this conference that's going to be taking place out there. We are a minority. But we are hoping and making dua that there must not be this disunity amongst those leaders. Because if that comes about, my respected friends and brothers, the impact of that, it can be so disastrous and calamitous on the whole citizenry, as well as the Muslims, as well as the non-Muslims, and everybody. It is so important that we keep that in mind. So my respected brothers, we have to ensure that unity is prevailed. Look at Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came to Medina Munawwara, he came with a group of what we call muhajirun. You can translate them as foreigners, you can as aliens, as outsiders, whatever it is. But look at the unity he brought about between them. Look at the brotherhood he brought about between them. And then the different tribes, the rival tribes that were there, how he brought about unity between them. These were age-old differences these people had. Whether it was the Aus and the Khazraj, and whether it was the other, you know, the tribes that lived in and around Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought them all together under one umbrella. Not only that, we know if you look at the history of Islam, the Jews used to control the economy of Medina before Muslims came there. They were involved in agriculture. They controlled the finances. They were big time dealers in riba and interest. All of that we find Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked day and night, and he brought them also under one umbrella, and he went into a pact with them, and he created a unity between them. We know the famous treaty that was signed between the Muslims and the Jews, so that there can be stability and harmony and peace in Medina Munawwara. So that is a blessing of Allah Ta'ala if we got that, my respected friends and brothers, unity. Now, my brothers, what are we supposed to do? We spoke about, you know, turning away from the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about the universal good actions and amal, whether it is a Muslim or non-Muslim. As believers, my brothers, we are supposed to be doing something. That's why in this ayat which I read just now, don't become disunited. Just after that, Allah Ta'ala says, what are we supposed to do? When evil takes place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there should be a group amongst you that speaks out against it and puts up an opposition against it, protests about it. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. What he says? وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّتُوِي يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. There must be a group amongst you, invite towards goodness. Tell the people, this is good. Invite, that's all. Results in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And exhort the people that this is the right way. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And prevent the people from evil. So there's so much of evil happening. Maybe it's in our own communities. Maybe it's on a larger level where so many haram things are being passed as law and being permitted. No. It will happen, but we are supposed to speak against it, my respected friends and brothers. Make our voices known. That is recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows that the people have spoken against it. These are things that will happen, but it has been spoken about. So my respected friends and brothers, until and unless we don't do amr bil ma'aruf and nahi anil munkar, we don't speak out against it and we don't make any efforts, we cannot expect things to come right. Then that evil that is taking place will soon spread like, you know, corrosion. It will come and destroy our entire communities. Everyone has to speak about and against anything that is evil, whether it's in the community, whether it's in the greater community, whether it's at the government level, whether it's bribery, corruption, stealing, greed, whatever it is, whatever is happening. Voices have to be raised. Alhamdulillah, we have the opportunity to do this here. You won't get thrown into jail in this country. Subhanallah. You say you've got democracy, what freedom of speech? We can say what we have to. Then, my brothers, the stability, the economic stability, the political stability, the social stability, all of that will be preserved. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. He says, you know, Allahumma la tusallit alayna bidhunubina. That, oh Allah, do not place upon us because of our sins. La yakhafuk, man la yarhamuna, who have no mercy upon us. Don't put such people over us to be rulers, because they'll mess everything up. They'll mess their lives, they'll mess your lives. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam once came in the masjid and he told the people, if you do not prevent people from evil, then Allah Ta'ala is going to place such rulers over you that will have no mercy on your young and will not show respect to your old, and they will cause destruction to you. So that is what we are supposed to be doing. We are supposed to be making du'as. There is a saying, some people say it's a hadith, some say it's not a hadith. A'malukum ummalukum. Put your deeds right, speak out against it, tell people what is to be done right, do it in a correct way. The divine laws have to be upheld. If you uphold that, then that is going to decide what kind of leaders you had. A'malukum ummalukum. Some people say it's a hadith. Allama Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullahi alayhi, great scholar, he says that your actions will be manifested in your rulers. So if you are upright, your rulers will be upright. You are unjust, your rulers will be unjust. You will see your actions in them. So you've got a ruler like that. So what are we doing? We want all of them to be, mashallah, free of corruption and bribery and whatever else it may be. On the other hand, we are doing the worst kinds of deals. We are dishonest. We are stealing. We are untrustworthy. We are oppressing people. So if we are doing that, then don't expect your leader to be just. Don't expect them to be, you know, fair and open. If we are deceptive, they are going to be deceptive. If we are being stingy and we are withholding the rights of others, they will withhold the rights of others. So Allama Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi says, your actions will be reflected in your leaders. You be good, they'll be good. You be bad, they are going to be bad. In this day and age, my brothers, we are supposed to be making lots of dua, especially for this conference that's coming here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the mu'mineen. Allah ta'ala put good decisions and Allah prevails over the hearts. Remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلُوبُ الْعِبَادِ بَيْنَ عُصْبَيْ الرَّحْمَانِ, that the hearts of the people are between the two fingers, not literally, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just swings it this way or that way, whatever he wants to. So make dua, my respected friends, each one. You don't have to be in politics. We're not asking you to vote. We're not asking you to say for which party. Just make dua for khair. Make istighfar. Improve our a'mal. Give sadaqah. And my respected friends and brothers, get up for tahajjud. Read whatever extra after every salah. Make dua. Because a lot that happens in this weekend here can have a lot of impact, direct and impact, like I mentioned at the starting, on the well-being of the citizens of this country. Umar and everybody.